The only thing reigning in Tampa now is harmony. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After a rain delay, the Republican convention is underway, and hold on to your hat, but my sources tell me the nominee will be Mitt Romney, and I'm being told he may have already chosen his vice president. And there's been a sighting of elephants chasing rainbows. But harmony does not come easily. Romney was never a Tea Party favorite, and certainly not the favorite of Ron Paul's libertarians, and there is still some bitterness, not just over the rules that stopped Ron Paul supporters from even putting their man's name in nomination, but according to the emails that started flying around yesterday, there was another rule change to give presidential nominees veto power over who gets to be a delegate. You see, Ron Paul's people managed to take over some state conventions so that he ended up with 177 delegates, even though he didn't win a single primary. So the proposed new rule, and these rules are like trying to understand nuclear physics, said that the presidential nominee could veto any state delegate he didn't like, which seems a little weird, that the delegates whose job it is to pick a nominee would themselves have to be approved by the nominee first before he's the official nominee, although it would certainly lead to a harmonious convention in a North Korean kind of way. But last night they reached a compromise under which that rule won't happen, but Mitt Romney will still be the uncontested nominee, so harmony reigns. And now the convention can get down to the main business of all conventions, which is to show the candidate in slow motion, backed by French horns and cellos. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.